Hello, my friends. Welcome to another recording session of Freedom Law School's weekly Freedom Hour. Tonight, I'll be talking about one of my favorite topics, not just about the IRS, but about how IRS is toothless and dumb. They don't have much here, okay? Their people are very, very poorly trained. They're not vetted to have any intelligence. They can't even get the most simple tasks done, okay? So you will like the fact that you will see for yourself that you're not dealing with this all-powerful entity, God, that's going to get you. It's a bunch of incompetent people. With that, I'm going to get one of my favorite books out and start a recording, folks. And by the way, we're going to be pretty soon start broadcasting on some uncensored platforms because, as you know, there's a lot of censorship that goes on. You have to self-censor. And on YouTube and Facebook, you cannot talk about this or that, or they cut your channel off. So we're going to be going more to other platforms that free speech actually is practiced. So we're going to talk about more things besides the IRS issue, things that you want to know, need to know about, but are being kept from your eyes. So with that, folks, we're going to start momentarily talking about IRS, how stupid they can be. Let's do it. Guys, can you be quiet, please, guys, back there? Guys, shh, quiet. We'll start, okay. Go ahead, let's do it.
In 3, 2, 1.
Hello, my friends. I'm going to talk about one of my favorite topics for you tonight. That is how dumb and incompetent IRS really is. Folks, I'm not kidding. You can't fix stupid. IRS is not this very intelligent, all-seeing God that knows what's going on with you, that's going to get you, and knows the law so well that you don't, the Internal Revenue Code, that's going to get you. They are very incompetent. You don't believe me? I'll show you. Here's the people, your enemies, what they're actually like. Look at my screen, folks, okay? This is a letter from somebody, from a Terry, okay, to the IRS on the top right, dated August 6, 2021. This person is from, you know, Baton Rouge area, right? Louisiana. Okay? You see the address. It's 45 something, you know, and we cut out the rest of it for privacy of this individual, just like the SS number is covered for privacy to protect them. Okay? And you notice that this address, you're going to come back to it momentarily as well. The letter was sent to the Internal Revenue Service in Washington, D.C., as you can see. And it's a very simple letter. Handwritten, to whom it may concern, this letter is to inform you that I no longer receive mail at the following address, which is 50-something blanked out lane in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, right, which I covered up. My new mailing address is as follows, the 45, whatever that thing address is, right, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, right? So the new address starts with 45, right? Now this letter continues by saying, consider this to be my official change of address notification letter. Please update your records and replace any previous address and direct all future correspondence to me at the above address, which is the address with the 45, you know, continues on, right? If this is not the correct office for my change of address notification letter, please forward this to the correct office on my behalf. Respectfully, and here it is, the guy puts his name, Terry, or gal, Terry, writes, sign it. Now, you would think this is a very simple, straightforward thing. Here's my old address. Here's my new address. Send everything to the new address, right? And remember, this letter was sent out on the top right, August 6, 2021. Well, look at the IRS's response. Here it is. On the top left, IRS in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania answers. Not the IRS in Washington, D.C., but Pennsylvania. Okay, that's fine. On the top right, look at the date, December 8, 2021. You see that on the top right? You know, the second line, December 8, 2021, which is from the time the letter was sent out August 6, almost 4 months later. Check this out, folks. It took the IRS about 4 months to even respond to a simple change of address notification of this person. 4 months. Now, look at the response. It gets worse. Look at the address. It's sent to, you see, to the 50-something address, which is a wrong address. It's the old address, you see? Yeah, the old address we have here is the one that starts with 50. The new address starts with 45. So after 4 months, sends a letter to the wrong old address. It gets better. The IRS's response, you know, says, you know, taxpayer ID number, whatever, tax period, December 31, 2020. But guess what, folks? There was no tax period in this letter. All it was a change of address notification. It was not about any particular year, 2017, 18, 19, 20. It was not about any year at all. They just put the year 2020 themselves in there. And then it gets better, okay? Dear taxpayer, thank you for your inquiry of August 12, 2021. Folks, the reason to have August 12, 2021 is because that's when the IRS received it in their files. Okay, 6 days later, fine. But look at this. Inquiry? Thank you for your inquiry. There was no inquiry, folks. We were simply giving the IRS change of address. That's all. Well, this person, they had no question. There was no inquiry at all to begin with. And then the paragraph says, we are working hard on your account. What do you mean working hard on our account? There is nothing to work. There's no work to be done for you. Why are you lying to me? And then the IRS says, however, we need an additional 60 days to send you a complete response on what action we are taking on your account. Okay? What do you mean a complete response? There's no response needed anyhow. All the IRS has to do is update the address in the system. There's no need for you to tell me what action you are taking. There's no need. I'll just give you my address. That's it. You don't have to even send me no letter. So why are they sending this dumb response that they need 60 more days to send a complete response on what action the IRS is going to take on my change of address, which, by the way, remember they sent to the old wrong address that starts with 50, not the one that starts with 45, the new address. What's going on here, folks? Well, folks, here's what's going on. IRS, the employees are not trained. They are anybody off the street that can start their own business, cannot get a job in a private enterprise. Oh, by the way, if you are not a straight white male, perfect. We want all the racial, sexual preference, gender agendas out there, the better, okay? So we don't care about it. We don't care about, see, how smart you are, how you know, skilled you are, how old you read. No, just a warm body. Come on in. We got jobs we're hiring. Okay? So they're just, you know, not looking at hiring people to train them on the Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws. All they want is warm bodies. But these warm bodies cannot even read a simple change of address letter and just update the system. Instead, after 4 months, they sent a letter to you to give them 60 more days, 2 more months, for the IRS to figure out, what is this letter, guys? Let me give this to my supervisor or maybe his manager to figure out what is a simple change of address letter is all about. We'll need 6 months to do a simple change of address happening on our system. And then we send a letter to the old wrong address. And these letters are, folks, guess what? They're not handwritten either. This is just a dumb form letter by the IRS. Okay? At the end of the letter, it says, thank you for your cooperation. See? And there's no signature on this letter at all. Nobody, you don't know who read your letter at the IRS. You don't know what's up. All you know is someone at the IRS Philadelphia, Pennsylvania office sent this letter to you. So this is the caliber of people IRS has working for them. You think these people are going to be very good at coming after you? Don't file pay income tax if you call their bluff? Of course not. I'll give you one more example. IRS is full of incompetent people that Congress allowed the IRS a few years ago to pass on, you know, tax cases IRS cannot handle to private collection agencies to help the incompetent IRS collect taxes. Now remember this. IRS can go to your employer or your bank account and say, give me his or her money. But the private collection agency has no such power. All they can do is write a letter to you and begging you, hey, IRS says you owe this much. Please pay. They cannot go to your bank accounts or to your employer to take your money by force. And how big of accounts does the IRS send to these toothless collection agencies? Look at this one. This one was sent to CBE Group, okay? On the top left, CBE Group in Waterloo, Iowa, okay? They're sending this guy this letter, dear so-and-so, okay? On the top right, look at the total amount due. I'm going to zoom in a little bit more so you can see it better. $280,870.02. Yep. Now, I'm not making it up, folks. There it is. Zoom in again. You can see it better now. And the letter says, the Internal Revenue Service has contracted our office to collect the balance in full. If you can't pay this account in full, contact our office at the number listed below to discuss payment options. To discuss payment options. In other words, if you don't want to pay the IRS, you don't have the money, there is nothing to discuss, you can simply ignore the IRS. And do not discuss anything whatsoever with this toothless collection agency. And they give the phone number to call them, okay? And look at the bottom part of this chart. It shows you account summary balance due. You see on the third column, tax, you know, they listed 2011 to 2015. And You go, you see tax assessed, the fourth column from the left. The amounts are listed there. And there's interest, penalty, you know, and, you know, balance due in full. It's all there, $280,000 plus. Okay? So they write all this stuff, but bottom line is the letter has no teeth. It's simply a begging letter, okay? In fact, they even tell you, okay, that on the this paragraph right here, the CBE Group, Inc. is required to maintain the security and privacy of your tax information. So what does that mean? That means they cannot go to your bank or your employer and give your tax information, like your Satan surveillance number, SSN. They cannot give it to them. Okay? All they can do is to beg you for the money for $280,000. Why can't the IRS themselves, with their employees, come up to somebody who owes the IRS supposedly over a quarter of $1 million? Because IRS is full of incompetent people. They're disorganized. They hate their job. They hate their bosses. All they're doing is collecting a paycheck. It's a living. That's all. Just give me the paycheck and the IRS employees get paid the same amount no matter how great or terrible of a job they do. And that's great news for you. You don't need to be afraid of these incompetent people. In fact, if you go to Phil Mossel's website, here it is. Okay. I'm going to zoom out of this for you a little bit on our website. Okay, under education materials, folks, you go to the, education materials to the IRS is mostly bluff. The second menu item, and here it is, on the IRS is mostly bluff page, folks, you got to go through this and lose your fear of the IRS. And gain your confidence, my friends, to live free. Okay? The IRS is mostly bluff. You need to watch this video here. It's about half hour, okay, about how you can and should call the IRS's bluff and be free of income taxes. And here's a second video, a little different than the other one. Okay? And you call the IRS's bluff and be free. Don't let the IRS bluff you in your filing 1040 income tax confession forms. And I'm going to quote from this video's one part. This is probably the most
when you're ready, we can continue the recording.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to zoom in a little bit more on this page. Okay. I am ready. Oh, so I got to zoom out for a sight. Okay, let's do that.
All right. We'll continue in 3, 2, 1.
To show you how IRS, with all the dumb, uneducated employees that they got, IRS is bluff, mostly bluff. Here, go to Field Law School's website at livefreenow.org there. And when you go to livefreenow.org under education materials tab, go to the very second item there, the IRS is mostly bluff, and open that link in the new tab. And I got it right here, this quote, folks, from two former IRS commissioners, the heads of the IRS, that will tell you, folks, here. I'm going to zoom in for you a little bit more. The amazing truth that you don't know, it's hidden in fine print. Ready, folks? Okay, these guys are, the names are Fred Goldberg and Charles Rosati. Yes, two former IRS commissioners. And here's what they say. They prove that the IRS is 99% bluff and that the IRS is absolutely relying on you voluntarily agreeing to be a tax slave by filing a 1040 income tax confession forms. Yes, these are confession forms in which you admit you owe the IRS money. So here's the exact wording. What's critical here, my folks, this is a Forbes article, 2021. What's critical here, if you turn to stand, folks, got it? You must pay attention. Is that substantially all of the revenue increase, all the revenue the IRS gets, does not come from IRS audits. No, no, no. It comes from taxpayers. That's you, who they want to sucker, getting it right when they, what? File their returns. When you fill out those 1040 income tax confession forms and you confess on its income tax confession forms, yes, on the 1040 income tax confession forms that deal with the IRS money. IRS does not have the manpower or the intelligent life of the IRS to come after you. They can't even get a simple change of address right. Okay, they can't, you know, even come after somebody who owes them $250,000. That's all bad and confident they are. So don't be afraid of them, folks. What you want to do, folks, you want to go to Freedom Law School's website under the IRS is Mostly Bluff, which is listed under Education Materials. At this page, IRS Mostly Bluff, watch these two videos here. The first one here, and then go down further, a second one. They're both about half hour long, and they'll absolutely blow you away and empower you, folks. I promise you, you have the power back. So listen to these videos on your drive to and from work. Yes, like all of our videos, you don't have to watch them. Listen to them on your drive to and from work. When you're stuck behind the wheel, put your smartphone to use. Connect it to your car's Bluetooth or have it on one of these devices that plays it in your car. You can hear it. And you can be so empowered, folks, you can start living free now. Because remember this, folks. The fact is this. Okay? Here. Based on government's own official legal website, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. Yep. And you can be free. You can do it for free on our website if you want. It's on there under our petitions tab. You can see the process there. Or if you want us to back you up, Freedom Law School is there to back you up if you wish. And we can give you our 7-year $1 million guarantee if you desire that, where you can lawfully stop filing and paying income tax, okay, with our Royal Freedom Package, and Freedom Law School will keep the IRS from levying your money for 7 years, or Freedom Law School will reimburse you up to $1 million. Anyhow, it's all there, folks, at livefreedom.org. Start with the first page and start your journey to freedom now. Okay.
The time, if you take away about 7 minutes, that's about how long we did that.
Okay. And so, folks, we're going to go to your questions right now on this topic or any other IRS or freedom topic you wish to ask about. Let's put the call number on our cameras for our...
They can't.
They can't? Okay, they can't see us. Okay, I'll announce the number, folks. If you have questions, yes. Okay, so anybody on Blog Talk who idea with a question, go to push one on your telephone keypad, and I will take your questions one at a time. Do you have any callers right now with a question? Okay, with a question, but no. Okay, all right. Do we know the area code of this caller? Call from area code 360. Okay, my friend. From area code 360, please give me your first name only.
Hi, Paymon.
Hi.
Hello, Paymon. It's Jonathan it's Jonathan. Hi.
Nice to hear from you, Jonathan. How did you hear about Philip Moscow, Jonathan?
I've known about you for quite some time, and I've also been in talks with Benny and Darlene, and this is my first time talking to you through your blog radio. Okay, I'll try to be real quick because there are probably a bunch of people that want to ask questions. All right, there is, it's called Warrior Plus, and the IRS wants me to fill out to digitally sign a W-9 in order to be able to conduct business with Warrior Plus to sell digital downloads of many different things to make money. And API keys, everything is set up, and autoresponder, I got to work on that, but they will not let me proceed unless the IRS has a social security number and a taxpayer identification from me through a, through a OM that does not have an OMB on a W-9. And I asked Office of Management and Budget by email, and they refused to answer me. There's no answer. So basically, I don't want to fill out a W-9 to do this through Warrior Plus or ClickBank or JVZoo to sell things to make money to support myself and my mom financially. That I don't know of any other way to get around this.
Okay. I agree with you. I agree 100% with your sentiments. You should not have to give them any number whatsoever to be able to conduct business with these. The way to do it is to go to our website at livefreenow.org. Go on the menu on the top to petitions. Click on petitions, open a new tab. And when you go to petitions, then you go down at the bottom of the page. You see at this time it's 4 gold color circles. The one on the bottom right is on 1099s and W-9s. It's written for exactly someone like you. And it tells you there how you can free yourself from self-employment taxes and 1099 reports, 1099 forms. And the W-9 they want is for them to be able to 1099 you and send a false 1099 form to the IRS that they paid you double income because they are in a trader business, which is a federal government worker. But you go on that page, and you see explanations how to do it, sample letter right at the top of the page, and the procedure to write your congressman and then the company that, look, you are not a person required to have SS number or fill out a W-9 form at all. And you got to get this company, got to go to their management or legal levels as soon as you can to the higher forms of life at this company. That's the problem. The lower level people on the payroll department do not understand any of this, do not think for themselves. So as soon as you can, go to the higher levels of intelligent life, all the way to legal counsel of this company to get this through to them. The law is there on government's official websites for everyone to follow, and that's all you want them to do. To follow the law is published on government's own website. So get that. Those that are printed out and mailed out, it's free by certified mail to all your 3 congressmen. And then after their own response, you refute you. You know, within 2 weeks or a month, if you want, go to the company and say, look, I'm not required to fill out the form at all in the first place. It does not apply to me. Okay?
Okay. Paimon, thank you so much, because this has been stressing me out for days. Like, how do I do this? You know, how do I handle this? And you helped me tremendously. So I want to say thank you to your organization, to you and Darlene and Benny and anybody else that works on your team. Thank you for all the wonderful things you do. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jonathan. My pleasure. And let us know how things will work out for you, my friend. Do you have any more callers or questions right now? The call? Okay. Very good. All right, Jonathan, you have no other questions or concerns?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
You're welcome, my friend. All right, folks, problems we had with this video dropped out for some technical reasons we do not know at this time. But I want to thank you for calling. And remember, we're going to have a couple more Freedom Hours later this year. And then January, we're going to get very, very busy. That's the tax season. So if you have any questions, get with us now what you can before end of the year, before we get really busy. With that, folks, I'll give you all my love. I wish you all peace, freedom, prosperity, joy, love, health, and happiness. And I'll be back with you next Thursday night for another recording session of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. Good night.